people.
Joined by our Top Fuel champion, Brittany Force here. This is Brittany's first win since Brainerd of 2016. You made an appearance in the final round in Phoenix of this year. You guys were worked on stuff over a couple races, and now it is really paying dividends. The car has been very consistent the last few races, and finally you broke through.
You know, we've really been struggling. We got lost for a while, but we seemed to figure it out in Topeka last weekend, and I knew we had a good race car. I knew we had our monster car back. We had our team back, and I knew that first win was right around the corner. Since Phoenix, though, like you said, our last final round was Phoenix, and that whole time, you know, in between was tough for the team, but we never lost focus and we never gave up. And that was what was really important. And that's what held us together as a team and got us here today.
How important was that Indy test?
Indy test turned everything around. Really, after what was right before?
Topeka.
Atlanta. Leaving Atlanta, we already knew what the problem was. And we were going to prove it on the racetrack in testing. And we were right. We knew it was a problem in the clutch. And we knew we were good after that.
So, you know, this weekend, obviously, for the family was crazy. You know, Courtney has the deal on Friday. Graham's winning the IndyCar race yesterday. How important is it for you to kind of stay in your lane as far as keeping the distractions away?
You know, there's so many distractions. When you pull up there on that starting line, you have to eliminate everything. And really, my sister was sitting in, you know, right in front of me in the lane, and I didn't want to watch. I had to keep my focus where I was. And, I mean, you could see, obviously, the team celebrating, but I wasn't focused on what her car was doing. I was focused on what our car was doing. I was hoping it was going to be us ladies in the, you know, the winner's circle, but we take it one step at a time.
How important was it for you guys as a team, not just for you, you know, personally, but to bounce back this weekend and have such a strong game?
You know, it really is. It's all about the team. They're the ones that put this whole car in motion. They're the ones that turned those wind lights on and got us here today. Alan Johnson, Brian Houston, and my entire team. And the key to it all, like I said, was us sticking together. Us, you know, keeping our eye on the prize and, you know, never backing away from it, never giving up. And, you know, keep fighting forward. And that's what we did.
Satisfied as Alan that he's with Steve Torrance and you together. You guys are the only ones putting the brakes on the DSR cars.
You know, working with Alan Johnson has been awesome. He's, you know, he pulled me aside before that final round and he said, you know, Antron, he's going to bring it. He always does, but we got something for him. And he goes, I know you got something for him too. So I knew it was going to be a good race. And we went straight down there, turned that wind light on. I mean, I lost focus for a second because I knew he got in trouble next to us and I thought I saw my wind light, but I wasn't sure. And it's, you know, there's a lot going on, but, you know, sweet turnaround, getting off the racetrack, I was proud. I knew we got our job done.
Yeah, it's funny, you're a California gal, but you got, the East Coast has been pretty good to you. You got three in the East Coast, one in the Midwest.
Absolutely. I don't really care where we bring home the win. I don't care if we're East Coast or West Coast, as long as we get the job done.
And it's becoming a family tradition to win here.
I know.
Courtney and Dad, I'll have one here. Not too bad for 5 years.
Yeah, it is pretty cool to see that, you know, Courtney won the first one, I believe, and my dad won one here, and to be able to, you know, line up and do it with them is pretty awesome.
You get to come back here next year on your birthday, too.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Didn't know that.
Date change. Yeah, the race is going to be in July here.
Oh, okay.
Chicago is going to be run on this weekend.
Then we'll have to repeat the past.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, Courtney won on her birthday the first year, I think, or the day after her birthday or something.
You're right. It was her birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was her birthday.
Because we celebrated her birthday the first time here. That's right. Then we'll both win it.
Congratulations.